With SDPB News, I'm Megan Feary. Governor Kristi Noem is gaining national attention for accepting a $1 million donation. The money will help fund the South Dakota National Guard's deployment to the Texas border with Mexico. SDPB's Ariel Zients has more.
Up to 50 South Dakota troops will go to the border with the support of $1 million from Willis Johnson. He's a billionaire from Tennessee who donates to conservative causes across the country. Ian Fury is a spokesman for Governor Noem. Fury initially cited security reasons in refusing to share the donation amount. He later confirmed the number after lawmakers shared it with the media. Fury still won't say whether the total cost of the deployment is more or less than the $1 million donation, but he says Willis Johnson reached out to the governor's office with the offer. He says Johnson has not donated to Noem's past campaigns. Fury says Noem and her staff found no legal or ethical problem with the donation. Patrick Gary is a professor at the University of South Dakota School of Law. He agrees nothing in state law prevents the donation, but it would be illegal if Johnson instigated and directed the mission.
If a private party could dictate state action and state policy, that would be very problematic. But can someone donate after the fact? Then yes, of course.
Dwight Sterling is an expert on the history of the National Guard and a reserve military lawyer in the California Guard. He says the donation goes against state and federal law. Sterling also says the donation raises issues beyond the law.
If we allow a private citizen to donate money for a particular operation or mission, so then it looks like those soldiers are working for the billionaire or for the donor. And that puts the chain of command in doubt, and that raises a question about the whole legitimacy of that mission.
The Guard has not announced when the troops will depart or any other details about the mission. For SDPB, I'm Ariel Zients in Rapid City.
The Biden administration has new strategies to handle gun violence and increase public safety. And Rapid City is part of an initiative to support community violence intervention. Steve Allender is the city's mayor. He's talking with federal leaders about Rapid City's tactics to handle crime. He says the city is participating because of its response to crime and public safety.
Based on our approach to violent crime and homelessness and community interaction, we've been really building up a new way of doing things over the last couple of years. I believe we've gotten some recognition.
The city is beginning to send community liaisons to neighborhood shootings. Allender says they may start using social workers in response teams when police are called to a situation without a specific crime. Rapid City is one of more than a dozen jurisdictions involved in this collaboration. Governor Kristi Noem's administration is guiding law enforcement officers not to honor Native American tribes' medical cannabis identification cards if they are not issued to tribe members. The South Dakota Highway Patrol released the guidance just hours before the voter-approved medical marijuana law took effect Thursday. But it sets up a potential conflict between prosecutors and the Flandreau Santee Sioux tribe. The tribe has set up the state's first marijuana dispensary and plans to issue medical cannabis ID cards to people who are not tribal members. That's what the Argus Leader reports. The South Dakota Wildland Fire Division is adding a single-engine air tanker base in the northern Black Hills. The state firefighting agency already has tanker planes in Hot Springs and Rapid City. The new base is in rented space at the Spearfish Airport. Jay Wickham is the Assistant Chief of Operations for South Dakota Wildland Fire. He says the additional location allows crews to respond quicker to fires in the region.
If we have a fire start, you know, in the Spearfish or Belfouche area or north of that, those aircraft would have to return to Rapid City to reload their retardant. So this way it makes a shorter turnaround time, is what we call it, between drops on the fire.
Wickham says they've been working on a Spearfish location for about a year. He says the move gained urgency with the dry conditions in the state. Much of the northwest portion of the state is in moderate to severe drought. The National Weather Service predicts a warmer and drier than average July for South Dakota. The South Dakota Highway Patrol is adjusting its approach to marijuana. The patrol says people can possess up to 3 ounces of marijuana if they can prove it's for medical reasons. The voter-approved ballot measure legalizing medical marijuana becomes law July 1st. SDPB's Lee Strubinger reports.
The Highway Patrol says if people are unable to produce a doctor's note or a medical card, they could be charged with a crime. The state health department says it might not be ready to issue medical cards until October. Meanwhile, some states' attorneys' offices are holding off on charging individuals for possessing small amounts of marijuana. Mark Vargo is the Pennington County state's attorney. His office is joining at least 2 other counties that won't default to charging people with possession.
Under 3 ounces, we're going to have very little to do with that. On the other hand, if an officer believed that that was, again, clearly not medicinal for whatever reason, like I don't know exactly how they would prove that, but if they did, they might still bring us that case and we would look at it.
The medical marijuana law does not allow driving under the influence or smoking in a vehicle. People also aren't allowed to use marijuana in public. Vargo says those are separate offenses from actual possession.
The narrative of the rules have all disappeared is not quite true, but we have to be smart about putting our effort and our time into the most important things.
South Dakota voters also approved recreational marijuana in November, but a lawsuit has that law on hold. The state Supreme Court is expected to rule on that case soon. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Lee Strubinger in Rapid City.